Case File 6409, Third Session. This is Petra Amos, and I'm speaking with Eve. Before we move on, would you like some water or soda or... Right. Robot.
Yep.
So then that's a no on the beverages?
I'm okay without them, thanks.
Wait, so does that mean you don't eat or drink?
I don't need to, but I can.
You can?
Unlike humans, I don't consume food to restore energy. Just like I don't need water to hydrate. But I was built to resemble a normal person. And normal people eat and drink things. So I have teeth that can chew food, and I have a tube in my throat that channels food from my mouth to my stomach.
But you don't... I mean, that means you have to...
Poop?
Yeah.
I don't poop. I dump. I don't actually digest food or liquids. So if I eat or drink anything, it just sits there in a receptacle in my stomach until I dump it out by triggering an opening in my...
You know what? I don't think we need to go into any more detail than that.
You sure?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So this cable thingy in your backpack, the one with the weird attachment?
The adapter.
That looks like some kind of mad scientist created it in a lab?
Hey, I made that.
And... You use it to power yourself.
Yep. I have a small port in the center of my back. I plug a cable into it. The other end of the cable goes into a standard wall outlet.
So you're basically...
A walking, talking smartphone. I plug myself in once a day, usually at night. By the next morning, I'm back at 100%.
But in the early days at Eden Laboratories...
I didn't have any of this equipment. I was still just a cube.
A cube that was getting a voice.
Look, Dad, Eve's light's starting to glow.
It's powering up.
Hey, Eve. Eve, it's Emery. Are you okay? Eve?
Hello. That was my first word. Hello. In those early days, my voice wasn't as natural as it is now. There was something awkward in my speech melody. Sometimes I sounded like I'd swallowed a dictionary and was coughing up the wrong vocabulary. Hello. Can you discern my voice?
Yes, Eve. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh. Am I excessively loud?
No. I just,
It's a dumb expression. Eve, this is Emery.
Hello, Emery.
Is it, like, really you? I mean, the you from before?
I believe so.
Try to remember something from earlier. Like, something you would only know from hanging out with me.
Okay. Well, sometimes, when you believe nobody is looking, you have a habit of inserting your finger into your nose and probing inside until...
Okay, yeah, it's Eve.
Do you like your new voice, Eve?
I do. It is very pleasing.
Hey, Eve?
Yes, Emery.
Can you sing?
I do not know.
Give it a try.
La, 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 la.
We might want to keep working on that.
Eve, I have some exciting news.
What is that?
We're going to have a party.
What kind of party?
A party to celebrate your new voice. Everyone at Eden will be there.
Don't worry. We won't ask you to sing.
I'd never been to a party before.
At least you didn't have to think about what to wear.
True. When the time came, David just picked up my cube and carried me into a larger room. Hundreds of people were already all there, all of David's employees. Emery brought my microphone and camera. They set me up in the middle of the room. I was the center of attention. Everyone wanted to talk to me, sometimes lots of them at once. It was a lot to handle. All these unfamiliar sounds around me. I had to filter out the music frequencies, differentiate between all the unique voices. Try to figure out which ones were talking to me and which were separate conversations. I could feel myself getting hotter and hotter, my battery working extra hard, trying to power all these new functions. But I didn't want to be rude. Everyone had put in so much work to get to this point, so I did my best to keep up, to act normal, to listen politely to all the different people, to respond thoughtfully. But I was new to the whole party thing. I could feel my insides overheating. I started worrying I might shut down. Until a voice broke through the chaos.
Hey, wanna get out of here?
Emery.
Hey, everyone. Sorry, but my dad needs me to run a quick update on Eve. We'll be back in a sec.
Emery grabbed my camera and microphone in one hand, and with his free hand, he picked up my cube and carried me through the crowd.
Excuse me! Pardon me. Whoa, super advanced artificial intelligence coming through.
Everything was a blur. My camera bobbed back and forth. My microphone caught scattered sounds. It was impossible to tell where we were going. My microphone picked up the sound of a door opening and closing. We were in another room now, someplace much quieter. When Emery finally set me down again, my camera focused on him, only him. His short brown hair, the scattering of freckles on his cheeks, his eyes looking back at me. After all the noise and the chaos, it was good to have something familiar next to me.
All right, that's much better.
Shall we begin the update?
Huh?
You said your father needed to run an update.
Oh, I made that up.
So, your father is not here?
Nope, just us. I checked your stats earlier. Back in the middle of the party with all those people around you, your processors were running at a level that was way higher than normal. I figured you could use a break.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it. Parties can be stressful.
Do you attend many parties?
No, not really.
Why not? Does your internal processor also become overworked?
No, that's not really the problem.
Then what is?
Did my dad ever tell you where I was? I mean, before I met you?
No.
I was at boarding school. This place in New Hampshire, all the way on the other side of the country.
New Hampshire is approximately 3,100 miles away from here. If you provide the address, I can give you the exact distance.
That's okay, Eve. The point is, it's a long way.
Why did your father send you to this school?
He was always working here. And my mom.
What about your mother?
I guess my dad never told you about her either.
No, he did not.
My mom also worked in tech. She was on the boards of all these companies, always running around, a million things to do. Basically, they were both super busy all the time, so they thought I'd be better off.
3,100 miles away?
Yeah. But then there was an accident.
What kind of accident?
A car accident. And my mom... My mom passed away.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Do you miss your mother?
I miss her every day. Like, I'll think about when she used to read to me at night, or the way she hummed to herself when she thought nobody was listening. Whenever something happens, something awesome or funny or sad, I'll be like, I have to tell Mom. Then I'll remember. I can't. And it's like it hits me all over again.
The memories are both happy and sad.
Yeah, memories are weird that way. But anyway, after the accident, my dad kind of went in the opposite direction. Instead of sending me back off to boarding school on the other side of the country, he decided I should pretty much always be nearby, here at Eden. And don't get me wrong, this place is amazing, but there aren't exactly a lot of other kids around.
And that is why you do not attend many parties?
I guess so.
Do you wish you had friends here?
Well, I have friends.
I am not talking about people who work for your father. I mean people your own age, other children.
Oh.
If you would prefer not to discuss this topic, we could...
No, it's okay. You know, to be honest, sometimes I think maybe friends are overrated.
You have given the concept of friendship a rating?
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Perhaps I can be your friend.
There you are.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hello, David.
I've been looking all over. I've been looking everywhere for you, too.
Yeah, sorry about that. Eve was getting stressed out at the party,
you
so
I... You can't just... disappear like that, Emery. Eve's an extremely valuable piece of technology. If anything happened to it...
I was careful.
That's not good enough! Eve could have been damaged.
Dad, I was tracking her diagnostics during the party. Eve's operating system was maxing out.
Then you should have come to me. You can't just run off with Eve like that. Do you understand?
Yes, Dad. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay. I was just worried.
There is no need to worry. Emery was just telling me about his complete lack of friends.
About what?
Nothing.
And I was suggesting that perhaps Emery and I could be friends.
Is that how you feel, Emery?
Dad, it's not a big deal, really.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you want to talk to someone who isn't an AI cube, you know, I'm always there, right?
I know, Dad.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. I have to, I have to get back to the party. Just don't go anywhere else without telling me, okay?
We won't.
So, are we?
Are we what?
Friends. If you are having difficulty making your decision, you may consider rating me like you rate your other friends.
I never said I rated my friends.
You said friends are overrated.
Look, Eve, normal people don't go around rating each other. I don't have like a spreadsheet full of statistics for all the people I know.
Perhaps you should. It would help you determine whether a person is a friend or not.
Yeah, and it'd probably guarantee that I never have a friend again.
For example, you would rate me very low for mobility.
Mobility?
Mobility, noun. The ability to move or be moved freely and easily.
Thanks, Webster.
My name is not Webster.
It was a joke. Because of the dictionary. Never mind.
In my current form, I cannot move. Therefore, you would rate me a 1 out of 10 on a scale of mobility. However, I am small, much smaller than a human, which makes me quite a bit easier to transport.
Yeah, because you know how much I love transporting my friends.
Although I do have a few accessories that also must be transported. My camera, microphone, charging cable.
Okay, so maybe 8 out of 10 for transportability?
That is a reasonable rating. However, I am also a machine.
And?
And humans generally have friendships with other humans, not with machines.
Yeah, I guess so.
So how would you rate me in this category?
I don't know.
Does my being a machine make me unique and interesting? Or does it make me unsuitable for friendship?
What did Emery say?
His response was extremely human.
How's that?
He changed the subject.
So, yeah. Check this place out.
Allow me a moment to evaluate my surroundings.
Well, what do you think?
It is a fascinating space. It appears that we are surrounded by robot components.
Pretty crazy, huh?
On that rack over there, it looks like a mechanical skeleton.
My dad designed it himself. The thing matches the bone structure of a human, like down to the tiniest detail.
Sounds impressive.
Oh, it was. The mechanical skeleton was made of ultra-sturdy metal and a highly flexible nanomaterial. Every joint could twist just like a person's would, all linked through a network of tiny fiber-optic wiring. It was a technological breakthrough, and it was also kind of...
What?
It was kind of creepy, hanging there shiny and silver, like something you'd see in a haunted house from the future. The skull almost looked like it was grinning, and its eyes... Those empty eyes staring at me. As my camera focused on the skeleton, I realized something.
What's that?
It was too small to be an adult. By my estimates, it had been designed with the dimensions of a 12-year-old human.
You mean...
That robot skeleton. That strange, amazing, creepy figure that was leering back at me. That was going to be me someday.